Good. A lot of things going on. I know at the bye week, just as a coaching staff going through some things, also had a team meeting today. Got a chance to kind of go through the game and put it in perspective, some things we did very well, and very pleased with the outcome, obviously. Some things that we need to work on, though, and I think that's what really was the message to the team. They see areas for really, really good growth. But I was pleased in some of the situations how the things that we've worked on came to fruition, and we utilized some of those traits to help us through some tough times. So I'll just open up for questions. I know there's quite a few.
Are you happy with where the team is going into the bye week as far as what you've gotten accomplished?
Well, I think that, you know, when you we'll take a look at it bye week and, you know, some of the stats and, you know, where we're at, some of the situations, how we're playing. I think there's always room for improvement. You're probably a standard line from a coach. You know, coming off of this game that we just had, probably feel like that, where we're at right now. A lot of good things, a lot of things that we need to improve on. And I think we need to really focus on those areas and attack them like we've done some other things. Try to be ahead of the curve and some of the things going coming out of the bye.
Are you changing anything with the bye week schedule compared to the first 2 years, or is it still
the same? There's some subtle changes with the players.
Did you get the response you wanted at a house in this game?
Yeah, you know, what I appreciate from him was how he competed. He handled the situation. I thought he was really strong on the sidelines with those guys. And then when he had opportunity, he went in there and competed. So he did a good job. We just had more conversation about it. So I think he has a real good understanding where we're coming from on it. It's pretty, you know, really good communication.
Does it stay the same this week or after the bye?
What's that deal?
We'll stay the same in the house and then go back after the bye.
We'll talk about that. We'll see how, you know, in our evaluation.
How do you think Grotz played?
He did some good things. I think with Grotzy, I mean, obviously a couple of those plays stood out, but overall competed pretty good. I think the challenge for him is to continue to think himself. I think he's a good technician, but I want to challenge him more to be more of a playmaker. You know, when there is opportunities, not guess and go ball hawking, you know, but when the opportunity presents itself, take advantage of it. I think that's a step that he needs to take.
What's the level of concern with Beatles' foot? And, you know, obviously you're down your right guard, and this could be one of those things that lingers for a while.
Right. I'm not sure how long it's supposed to linger. You know, I think he's pretty positive about having the bye week and see what takes place. But, you know, if he is down, you know, then hopefully Shapley can come through, and Boenko. I know Luke has got a lot of reps at tackle and some at center. I think that by playing the tackle spot, it's really helped him in space more, and I think he can utilize some of that when he's at guard. So that'll be, you know, to transfer that to guard. But, you know, if Zane's not in, then we'll take a look at those two guys.
Traditionally, you guys will kind of take a look at what you did well or peel back some things, right, and focus on that after the bye week. But didn't you say you did some of that a couple of weeks ago as well? Will it be the same kind of process, I guess?
Right. No, it'll be more in-depth. But, you know, certain things like defensively third down, you know, we were struggling. You know, so I think up to this point it's been more on areas of strong concern, and let's attack that. I think we'll try to figure out more the things that we're doing well and the areas of concern as well.
Do you focus on 2-5, or do you focus on, you guys are only one game back in this division?
Well, we just focus on today and keep getting better, find a way to improve.
Are you surprised that you're only one game back in the division?
Yeah, the NFL is crazy. It's a crazy, crazy league.
How do you improve short yardage situations? I mean, obviously the 4 runs with Toby, what did you see there as well?
In goal line you're talking
goal
about?
Line, yeah.
Yeah, I think you know, we get down there, and I think there's a couple things. I think if you get down there like the fourth down, if you probably looked at analytics, it probably said kick the field goal, you know, at that point in time. I know where what ours was telling me. For me to sit here and said, hey, it said go for it, that would be inaccurate. It wasn't. It was a coach's choice, and it was a strong, you know, to go for it. I felt strongly for this reason. I felt like we came out of the locker room. We had a long drive. It was 13 plays. We were ahead by quite a few, and it was more of a message to this team, let's finish. Let's finish right now. Put this in, and let's find a way. And it didn't work out that way. I think that we had a couple situations, the 4 carries on the goal line, and then I think it was the second series. We had like 3 3-and-outs in a row, and we had 1st and 5. and we ran it three times and didn't get it. I don't know how many of those situations our offense has been in the time here where we've been ahead or, you know, and we're going after it that way. We didn't do very well in that. So that's an area that we have to take a look at. We'll learn from it. We'll learn from it. You know, those two situations, I think, allow us to really analyze it and grow from it.
Was it the running or the blocking or both?
There's a combination. I know there's a lot of this Toby, but that you know, Toby, you know, can do some things in there. But there was a share. Each play, there's a couple things where you saw a mistake up front from different guys. So they did some different things up there, caused some penetration, and we got to do a better job adjusting that. So it was really, you know, the whole group.
Is it safe to say Toby needs to follow the block too?
Well, there's, you know, they had some penetration, which, you know, they took some things away and made him rather than just go, you know, just go. And he did, right? I think it was the third one early in the game. He got 4 yards, you know, and he's had great success, you know, in preseason and things like that. So going into it, I think someone asked a goal line. That was our package for this week and going into it with that mindset. And, you know, so there's, you know, we can improve in that area.
What would be the reason going forward, not just putting TJ back there when you're at the one?
I mean, if it's a fine line because, yeah, you want to be productive. And I think that when you have guys that you try to utilize their strengths, and up until that point, that was a strength. And, you know, like I said, I don't know, you know, with some of the penetration that took place, you know, TJ has the capabilities of making something out of nothing. He's done that. So would it have been any different? I don't know. We can all look at hindsight. But, you know, I think that that's Toby's role, and he does a good job at it. It just didn't work.
TJ had the injury, and he also was sick. What did he show you by rushing for 115?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable effort, and he continues to grow. He's been very impressive. His toughness, I think we knew he was tough, just how much toughness he had. He was sick, came back. He was not going to miss this game. And, you know, and did make something out of nothing on occasion. He's been very good. And I keep going back to protection. Man, he's a 3-down back in the NFL his first year. You know, and he's doing a great job of it. So, very pleased with him.
Was there a reason why DeNard was so limited on offense this week?
Yeah, we look at that and we try to, you know, we talked about that as a staff. We got to find a way to get him the ball.
Extra point. What's the status of the kicking situation for you?
Well, you know what? It is. It's, you know, we all those points, you know, you get an opportunity to score points, you got to take advantage of it. So just like everywhere, we'll continue to look at it and see, you know, we have competition and, you know, we'll look at some things there and analyze it and whether there'll be some guys coming in or not. That's, you know, Dave will take a look at that. And even if guys do come in, does that mean that we're going to go differently? You know, no. But yeah, I think you always want that competition.
Josh, how about special teams in general? Are you a little surprised at the performance? And I mean, you still, even from the TV view, you get guys running on the field. Like,
yeah, it's a great one. We don't talk much about special teams in this meeting, but you're accurate. You know, the guys running on the field, there's a couple communication. We did some different packages on defense this week to try to get some things going. And the communication that took place based on who was on the field and who not, you know, there's a couple times we ran it. We got to get that corrected. So that part is right. I thought that with our kicker, I thought that even the kickoffs, you know, they're a little shorter. We're trying to get it 7 yards deep, and I think all of them were under that. Now, we did ask him to directional kick it. We did action on hang time, and he had a couple of them that were placed good, and they had, what, 2 returns under inside the 20. So the coverage is pretty good, but, you know, I think placement of that, I think, can be better. A punt, I think we're protecting very well. Field goal extra point, and punt protection, very good. Coverage, a little bit of an issue on punt return now. I think would they have 36 yards or something, you know, so – you know, when you look across the board, you know, was it, did we break even on special teams? I'd say they won it this week. They won the special teams battle.
How do you balance staying true to convictions in terms of with Myers? If you bring in another guy, you might do some damage his confidence in his first year, all that stuff. And you guys have said you're going to go with him and roll with the punches. And
well, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't talked to Dave about that. I don't know.
You
I know.
Know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that. I just say that if we're going to have competition and whether, you know, if he does it or not, I don't know. But that, That's part of it, man. That's part of it. And like I said, even if that took place, I don't know if it may have changed, but it's, you know, it's just like with House, you know, and just like with Sergio, guys. I thought Sergio came out of it. You talk about a guy, here, what took place with him, and then yesterday we had a certain package for him on third down, and he did it perfect. The sack caused fumble by Colvin, that was big on Sergio. Because he was the guy that had to run it and execute it right for it to open up. He did a great job. So, you know, that's what I think. I'm pleased with how guys are responding that way and, you know, whatever takes place. He, you know, I think he understands as a kicker. He's got to make extra points. And you got to make those in the kickoffs. And we can, that's what I say. It was a great win. Great. And believe me, I'm so appreciative of it. But there's areas that we need to improve on. And I think that's good.
Can a gritty win like that do something maybe going forward, help these guys?
Well, yeah, I think there's something to it. You know, no matter, we're disappointed what happened in the goal line and the runs, but also I look at what 5 minutes and 20 seconds and we're down by three. Listen, in the NFL, it's very hard to stop momentum. It's extremely hard. So they come out and bam, they get a touchdown, then they throw a pick six and it feels like momentum is switched and they're rolling. And how do you stop that? Well, especially with a team that hasn't been in that situation before. And how we came back, and I think the quarterback, just think of Blake, and he just threw a pick six, and the team is, oh. And he puts a lot of it on him, and he went out there and with a clear mind and executed. And it's not just him now. I saw on the sideline the whole offense got together. Mercedes Lewis's leadership was unbelievable on the sideline. You talk about we're a young team with some veteran presence. The words that he gave him was outstanding. Unbelievable how we're going to do this. And to go out there and execute it, then what? We made the extra point, kicked it in the end zone. They had no return. Defense came out. Here they complete a pass. Cyprian hits him, but pursuit, Telvin stops him a yard short. And then we ran a blitz on third and one, and Telvin made a play. And then Cedric Marks gets penetration. Clemens goes for the strip. And then Colvin, the indicator, everything that he saw, he played off when we usually press. He got over the top, made a play. I mean, it's unbelievable, that part. So that part right there, great growth. It's outstanding. To stop momentum and switch it in your corner after the number of three and outs. Tremendous. You talk about uncomfortable, keep your spirit, great growth. It's classic illustration right there.
Do you sit there and wonder sometimes, or why can they all do those little detailed things in that spot but can't do it in so many other different spots in the first seven games?
That's why you see enough good things, but you're saying put it together all three phases. Sometimes offense, it's just that time all three phases did it together. I think that's why I come in here and I say, they have belief. They believe in it. They're doing it. We just got to put it together. And, to have it all come together in that situation was cool. There was poise. There was grit. There was resolve. All the things that we talk about day after day, they used in that situation. And, they felt it. And it was cool.
There are part of you that believes you almost needed a moment like that? So do you think that has a domino effect going forward? I mean, do you believe in that?
Well, I mean, if someone said, Gus, if you would have scored a touchdown there and it ended up being a widespread margin, well, that'd be good too, you know? So, but it didn't happen that way. It happened this way. But look at all the cool things we're talking about as a team. We stopped momentum. We stopped it and came out and scored. And special teams came through in the defense. So those lessons for us as a team too are invaluable. That part, those situations we haven't been in before like that to come down. We haven't finished. We finished. Can you believe it, man? We did it. That's exactly how it is. But I think for them, they were like, yeah, it's time. Let's go do this. We know how to do it. There was no panic. There was no anything like that. You know, and look at the players. I mean, the offensive line did a good job protecting. I think we gave up a sack that last drive. But for the most part, you know, the guys that stood out, the skilled players, are young players, really young. And for them to have that mindset, pretty good.
The more you watch the tape of Hearns' catch, does it become even more impressive? Catch, twist, get the shoulder
yeah.
down and everything?
Yeah, it was. I mean, how he controlled his body. Because we talk about that out in practice. You know, Allen Robinson, I've had conversations with him, and we're in a run-through, not full pads, and he'll dive for a ball. It's like, no, you got to learn, you know, when we're not in full pads, you know, be smart, take care of your body. That's not the time to dive. Full pads, okay, we get it. But, you know when to and when not to. They're learning all these things, how to practice as a true pro. But, you know, in that situation, to see him put all those things in and, you know, put it together, I think it just comes natural. You know, maybe if you ask Jerry, he'd say, yeah, you know, we worked on that. And I'm sure they have somewhat, but for the most part, give credit to Alan Hearns, man. It's great.
Roy Miller, how's he looking at Cinderic being back? Is that helping him?
I don't know if Cinderic helping him back. I think Roy's been playing pretty good. I think that was different yesterday was we moved him a little bit more. You know, we slanted him and to give him. He's so good at just playing his technique. But I think that something that can help him more is if we move him so he's not just they know where he is all the time. The tackle for a loss was off a movement stunt for him. So if we can utilize that part to kind of give him a three-way go, I think that can make him more effective even.
Why did you say to move him now rather than earlier?
Well, and some of the things, you know, we pressured more yesterday. Obviously, we pressured more. And just like we talked about, some of their explosive plays, I think they had seven, three or four came off of blitzes. But we got a sack cause fumble for a touchdown off a blitz. You know, kind of what we envision. You're going to give up some, and hopefully we make some. And, you know, I think off the four turnovers, two were off of pressure.
So you know.
Well, I think, you know, it depends on the game. Depends on who you're playing. We just felt like there was an opportunity there for us to do some different things.
Do you have the pressure numbers in front of you?
No, but I think it was I think it was over 30. Yeah, I think it was 15 and 7 or 7 17 and 15 or something.
Oh, no,
I'm not sure.
How many snaps? 30 of.
I think it was close to 80. Not including third down now.
How encouraged are you by the run defense so far this season?
Well, I think it's deceiving. I don't know. I think going in the game they said it was like number one versus yards per attempt, but I think you try to cut it off. How many of those were 4 minute situations where a team's just, you know, running the ball? So you just try to get a feel for where we're at. That's why stats sometimes are confusing. I think the truth of the matter is that we've had some pretty good games stopping the run. I think that we understand if we play a certain way, we can do fairly well against the run. If we get away from those things, then a situation like Tampa can happen.
Should we see Marquise Lee back on the field?
I wouldn't put a time frame on him. I wish I could, but a lot of it's going to depend on how he goes this week and you know, next week and see. I think that. Yeah, we haven't talked too much. I think that we're going to use this week to try to evaluate. And we said we'd go up to the bye week and then kind of make a decision off of that.
Did you like leaving later in the week for the London game?
Yeah, we're going to send something out to the players. I thought it was pretty good. The comments that we got from players prior to it that did it before leaving late, and their comments today were pretty accurate, you know, how they felt during the 4 days that we were there.
How much of a like it then?
Yeah, we'll find out more, you know, just in a raise of hand. You know, I think for the most part guys liked it.
How good is that offensive foundation that you have with Bortles, Yeldon, Hearns, and Robinson? Those four.
Well, they're you know, making some good progress. You know, I'm pleased with the progress that they're making. They would be their own worst critic. They know that there's so many things left out there on the field. We can get better at blocking. We can get better at some, you know, how we run certain routes and decision making. Yet, you know, there's some things that, you know, this rapid maturity you're seeing take place. So, you know, it's never enough. You know, I think they would say that. But please, that they're going in the right direction, that we're seeing the arrow up is a good thing. But just keep, you know, applying pressure and keep improving.
Should you continue to go later than probably?
Yeah, I think right now, you know, without making a definite, I think that would be a strong consideration to continue that.
Off the field here a little bit. The bye week's here for the coaching staff. They get some time off, back with the family. How important is that to kind of refresh for the coaching staff?
Yeah, I think it's good. Anytime when you have this time, you know, how you come back, you know, it takes a lot of energy and to coach at a high level. So anytime that you get a few days just to kind of unwind, I think it's good. So even for the players, just to get away from each other for a little bit and come back, I think it's good.
Will you do any, or how much do you do on the Jets this week?
Yeah, we'll start doing some work on them.
How many days we
have? Not the players, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just the coaches.
Are you allowed to bring up one of the rules on bye weeks? A certain number of days they have to have off.
Yeah, a certain number of days. Our guys are getting off. They go through tomorrow. They've got some things they got to go through tomorrow, and then they're done.
Oh, well, they'll come in tomorrow, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
they got some things they're doing tomorrow for us.
Do you feel like with Julius that you guys maybe dodged a bullet there if it doesn't sound all that serious?
I haven't met with him completely on where he's at, but, yeah, hopefully everything is good.
You didn't play Chris Smith. Now you got the lineman healthy. Is he just going to be the guy down now for him?
Yeah, you know what? Chris Smith does a good job in practice. I think early in the season, sometimes what he transferred over from practice, you didn't see sometimes in games. And I think that's the part that he has to show. But it's hard. When he practices pretty good, you got him in games, and you didn't see some of that. Well, how does he get better if he's not up for games then? You know, that's a dilemma and just a certain number of people we can have up. So I appreciate how he's practicing. I think that, you know, we'll try to find some way to get him up there again, give him another opportunity, but it's based on other situations too.
AJ Khan, how's he looking?
AJ Khan, look who he's gone against now. Who's the first week? McCoy, and then who? Watt, then who? Darius, and now who? Richardson. You know, you look at him. Those are all very, very, very good players. And here's a rookie playing right guard, lining up. That's his first four starts, you know. Then he's doing pretty good. He'll make some mistakes. I think he had a holding call against him, but he's battling. He's battling. So pretty pleased with how he's coming along.
How was he down the goal line?
I can't say that for sure. If he was one of the guys, I know some of the other things that happened, but I don't remember his name being brought up.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.